Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, 3, 2, 1, hit it.
Chris Rongi, Amy Marks Kors, The Chris and Amy Show.
You know who it is.
Also, if you didn't know, this is called The Show.
Yeah. On 104.1 FM, KMOX.
Oh, no, we're away from home.
Yeah, we are.
We are away from home. We are broadcasting live from Cardinals Nation.
Took me a long time to find this place, you know.
Well, but you did a great job, John Hancock. You walked right in.
Not sure where I parked.
You will never find your car.
That's not going
to
happen.
It's actually really quite easy to get to Ballpark Village, and we think you should come down today for multiple reasons, and we'll tell you what those reasons are. But primarily, the Cardinals play today. It is the last home day game in the middle of the week.
Yeah. They used to call these the Businessman and Ladies' Day Special.
The Businessman Special. I remember that.
Yeah.
The Business Person Special. Cardinals-Reds this afternoon, 12:15 first pitch. So we have you up until 11:20 today. The phone number is 314-436-7900 to call and to text. You can leave us voice messages on the Odyssey app, AUDACY. Download it and listen. We are not streaming today, so you can't watch us on YouTube or Facebook or Twitter, but you should still follow us on Twitter at Chris Amy KMOX.
Time now for the top of the order. The top three stories everyone will be talking about.
Everybody's talking about Jerry Kelly Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electrical because they've got us here at the ballpark today. 100 acts of kindness. And at 11 o'clock today, John, I'll be out in the plaza right here.
Oh, right there.
Outside the, you know, left field.
It's to the right of your dial if you're listening in the car.
Yeah, outside the ballpark, there's that little infield-looking thing with the stage at Ballpark Village. I'll be out there giving away free compliments.
Wow.
Thanks to Jerry Kelly.
How about compliments that? Compliments from Ron's. He doesn't get any better than that. The St. Louis County Council yesterday voted down a resolution honoring the memory of the slain conservative activist Charlie Kirk.
And as I mentioned, the Cardinals yesterday beat the Reds 3-0. Today they play at 12:15. It is the finale of this series, and then you will not believe what happens next.
What?
The Cardinals wrap up their home season over the weekend.
Hard to believe, isn't it?
Yeah, starting on Friday.
Kind of sad.
So that's sort of where we start today because, you know, Cardinals baseball is dwindling. It's coming to an end. They're 4.5 games out of a wild card spot right now.
Yeah, I think they can stop talking about that.
Yeah, so, I mean, it's just not going to happen.
Nope.
Which is, it's super unfortunate. I would love for it to be a thing where, you know, they're going to the postseason, but they're not going to go to the postseason.
Well, a couple, three years from now, the things will be a lot different, perhaps. But I think the short-term prospects are not all that great, in my baseball opinion.
Well, I would like to hear your baseball opinion.
Well, you know, the biggest problem this team has, one of the biggest problems they have is starting pitching. And starting pitchers don't grow on trees. They do grow in farm systems, and the Cardinals – the guy they were most hopeful for is having Tommy John surgery. He's not going to be able to pitch next year. And, you know, Quinn Matthews kind of took a step back. The left-hander that was highly regarded as a Cardinals player of the year in the minor leagues last year. And maybe he comes up. Michaelis isn't coming back. Andre Pallante has not shown me that he's a guy that's going to slot into this rotation. So where do you get starting pitching from, and where do you get top of the rotation starting pitching from? The only place to do that is to grow them or via free agency or via trade. And teams that have, you know, top of the rotation starters aren't trading them. So it's going to be, we're going to have to wait to get those pitchers, and it's not going to happen next year, I don't think. And unless and until you've got a rotation that's competitive and you've got a pitcher who's in the top 10 in all of baseball, which we do not have right now, you know, it's hard for me to see a team like that competing for a pennant.
Yeah, I know they're next season will likely be one of those where they're just sort of filling out the rotation. I know there are some people who hold out a little hope, and you know, I could be totally wrong about this. Maybe there's a dramatic improvement from the situation now, going from John Mozeliak, president of baseball operations, to a new regime, which will take over. Chaim Bloom is taking over immediately once this season is over. Maybe things do improve rapidly. My guess is it is going to take a little bit of time, and I really don't know how they're going to operate, knowing very likely there's going to be a lockout in 2027. I don't think it's going to wash out the entire season, but it could be disruptive for the first third of it, the first half of it. Don't really know how that's going to play out. But with that in mind, I don't know how aggressive the Cardinals are going to want to be in trying to improve 26.
Yeah.
Just because you don't know how long of a season you'll have the following year.
Well, and the question is, you know, what's available,
right,
to get out there. Now, there's a lot of hope in Liam Doyle, the number one draft choice from this season, who's now pitching in Double-A Springfield, a left-hander. Good stuff. But, mm-hmm, you know, pitchers are so finicky that, you know, to find one that kind of emerges and becomes something special is fairly rare. And,
yeah,
and we thought it was Carlos Martinez. We thought it was Michael Wacha. We thought it was Jack Flaherty. And, you know, none of those guys at the end of the day, I mean, they were solid big league pitchers, but they, yeah, weren't, you know, top of the rotation kind of guys.
Cardinals, again, we talk to Oliver Marmol on the Gas House Gang every Tuesday at noon.
Great segment.
He's awesome. He's,
yep,
he's really good. He's very open when he can be. There are times, mm-hmm, of course, he just can't say something, but he does a really good job of explaining thought process. Don't always agree with thought process, but he has one, you know, and he is thoughtful about it, which is what I appreciate. He's not just throwing stuff against the wall. And as a manager, I don't think you can ask for more than that. But we talked about the rotation, and he is giving potentially Kyle Leahy an opportunity to start next year. So
yeah,
that's one guy who could be in the rotation. At any rate, the Cardinals will wrap up the season, the home season, with the Brewers this weekend. Off day tomorrow. So they've got the day game today, off day tomorrow, then the Brewers are here, and that's it at Busch Stadium for,
yeah,
the year. Then they'll play 3 in San Francisco, 3 in Chicago against the Cubs,
and
then it
all
comes
over
to an end.
Yeah.
So, you know, John, yesterday, Brad Young and I talked a lot about the National Guard potentially coming to St. Louis,
yeah,
and Donald Trump saying that he needs to save St. Louis. And we know we have issues here, definitely. Crime has been an issue historically. My entire lifetime, people have talked about crime in St. Louis. And according to the numbers we've seen, there has been improvement in the last couple of years in the right direction. Doesn't mean that there isn't more to go here. But thinking about coming downtown, and the reason I bring this up is I've got the text line up, and you can text the show at 314-436-7900. And a text into the station says, if the Guard is going to be in St. Louis for the Cardinals-Milwaukee series, I would consider coming downtown to enjoy the last homestand. And I see a text like that, and I know there are people who think, I'm not going downtown, it's too dangerous. I just don't, and I understand why they think that, but I think it comes from a lack of real knowledge and first-hand knowledge and experience. Because if you're down here, I mean, I'm down here all the time. I work down here.
Right.
I come to Cardinals games. I don't feel unsafe. I live 5 minutes away from downtown.
Did you walk here today?
I did not, because it's well, just it takes too long, John.
Yes.
To
It'd
walk
be good
here
for you.
I mean, it would be great for me, but I would have to leave a whole
Amy would have walked here.
She would have walked here. I don't know. She would have run here.
She would have run here.
And I just don't, I don't feel it. And I wish that people saw things differently, because it's not nearly as dangerous in practice as people see it?
Well, certainly, if you're talking about going to a Cardinal game, the Cardinals actually pay off-duty police officers from the city and the county to be on site right. in immediate streets surrounding Busch Stadium. So there is, at a Cardinal game, there's actually solid police presence. Yep. So I've never felt unsafe coming to a game. I wouldn't park and walk, say, from KMOX parking lot to Busch Stadium, walk home during a night game.
I've done that.
Yeah. I came to a game, this is years ago, and it was my buddy had tickets, and so I was solo, and I parked in the KMOX garage and walked to the game, fine. And then the game's over at, 10:15, 10:30, and I'm walking from Busch Stadium, and I am literally, once I break out of the stadium perimeter, I'm literally by myself.
Yeah.
Walking blocks and blocks, and I got to tell you, I had my head on a swivel. I mean, I was genuinely concerned.
I will say that. I'll agree that when it is a situation where there aren't a whole lot of people out, it is unnerving.
Yeah.
You know, it's and that's what I think St. Louis's issue is. It's not that there are so many sketchy people. It's that there just aren't very many people in general.
Which is a very fertile environment
for something
criminals.
To happen, yeah. Right. But also, I mean, do you really go to a place where there are no people if you want to commit crime?
Yeah, well,
right. I mean, like,
that's an excellent
point. If you're trying to rob somebody, you don't go where there's nobody.
It's like the guy goes deer hunting and there's no deer. You're just sitting up there in the stand and you're looking around. And there's not a single deer walking by. That's the point you're making here, right?
Yeah, that's exactly right.
Yeah.
So I'm not going to go hunting for alligators. In
Mississippi.
In Creve Coeur.
Right.
You know, I'm going to go hunting for alligators in Florida.
Down in the swamp.
So I don't know. I wish people saw it differently. And like this texter says, if the National Guard is here, I guess there's the perception that things are better and different. My issue with the National Guard potentially coming to St. Louis is they are not going to go to the places where the crime is. They're going to come downtown. They're going to go to places where there are... where they're visible. They're not going to go to neighborhoods where crime really exists.
You know, I...
And that's what happened in Washington, D.C.
You know, I'm not a fan, and I'm not certainly... I'm not convinced that the president has the authority to send the National Guard in for policing in states that have governors. D.C.'s a separate case.
Right,
in that,
right, right.
In that. But I do think... having an enhanced presence of law enforcement, and of course the National Guard is a war-fighting entity, it's not a law enforcement entity, but having a physical presence I think does deter crime, and I wish we had more police officers in St. Louis I wish we had more police officers in St. Louis who were on the street patrolling. There's a lot of officers in St. Louis that have white uniforms that don't get out on the street, you know, and I wish we had a larger, more spread out police presence in St. Louis, because I do believe that does deter crime. You're not likely to commit a crime if there's a police officer standing a half a block away.
I'm not opposed to that. I just don't know that I want to see armored vehicles and camouflaged
right.
Uniform military walking around. I don't know that I want to see that. I don't know if I'm not sure I want to live in a place like that.
Well, and I think, you know, that all of this is ultimately going to be determined through. There's going to be ample number of lawsuits. There already is litigation. And we're going to find out, does the President of the United States have this authority? And the courts may decide that he does. And if he does, then I wouldn't be surprised at all to see the Guard here in St. Louis.
Because I think there are some people who think, I want that. I want the National Guard to come to St. Louis. I don't know if you want it as much as you think you want it. I think once you see it, and once you see people in fatigues walking around, I don't know that you would like it as much as you think you would like it.
Certainly wouldn't like to have a bunch of tanks running down Highway 40 trying to get downtown to the ballgame. You know,
yeah,
those things don't go very fast.
People already complain about the traffic here, which isn't that bad. But just imagine having to drive behind a tank.
I know it.
That wouldn't be very good.
It's hard to see the stoplight.
John mentioned the Charlie Kirk resolution that was introduced at the St. Louis County Council, and last night there was debate on it and a vote. It was rejected. We will talk more about that when we come back. John Hancock, Chris Ranji from Cardinals Nation at Ballpark Village. We're here because of Jerry Kelly Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing and Electrical, 100 Acts of Kindness. And then at 11 o'clock, we'll be out on the plaza giving away compliments, and they'll be free.
Wow. You it's look gonna, marvelous.
Yeah, it's, I'm going to say that all the time. Also, Chris and Amy's show, that's us, we're giving away Cardinals tickets for today. You got to stop by for an opportunity to win them.
Nice.
Stop by the booth after 11 o'clock.
Are they good seats?
I'll let you know.
They're all good seats here at Busch Stadium.
John Hancock, Chris Ranji, 104.1 FM, KMOX.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Live at Cardinals Nation at Ballpark Village, John Hancock and Chris Ranji until 11 o'clock, and then we'll be outside in the plaza from 11 till 12. I'll be there anyway. John yep. has things to do.
And people to go and people to see and places to go.
Got right? tickets to give away.
Heavy now.
So, you know, if you come up to the tent, we'll be outside or our table.
Pretty sure if you get these free tickets we're giving away that you can just walk right down and sit in those green seats.
Well, okay, don't say that.
What?
We don't know that.
No.
We don't know where the tickets are.
Oh.
I mean, they could be up in the 400. You could be sitting up in the Bud Terrace.
It's a mystery where these tickets are.
Well, no matter where you are, you could sit in the Bud Terrace.
Used to have, when I was in the legislature, they used to give us standing room only tickets. We'd go to any game we wanted.
I don't mind standing room. You can go all over the ballpark.
Yeah.
So Republican Councilman Mark Harder in St. Louis County introduced a resolution that would have honored Charlie Kirk, and the council turned it down by a 5-2 vote, and people at a council meeting in Clayton yesterday spoke in favor of it. They spoke against it, but it was ultimately turned down. I'd like to get your thoughts on the resolution in general, because look, I think that we can all agree there are some extremist wackos out there who do not agree, or they think it's funny, or they think he had it coming that Charlie Kirk was murdered last week. I think that's crazy. I think it's crazy to suggest he deserved that
right.
in some way. I don't agree with much of anything he ever had to say, but that doesn't mean he should be murdered for that. It doesn't mean he should be killed because of it. I also don't know that we need to take an extra step and have a resolution honoring him, because some of his thoughts were pretty questionable, not just disagreeable, but I would say in some cases, in my opinion, I think they were detestable. Not all of them, but some of them. That's my opinion of some of the things he had to say. I don't know that we need to do resolutions.
Yeah.
Right? It doesn't. We can all agree this is not how you handle political disagreement and vehemently agree with that, but I don't think we have to necessarily do this or, in my opinion, fly the flag at half staff in honor of him.
Yeah, I mean, he was a Charlie Kirk was a provocateur and quite good at it. And he did say, I think generously I could say, he said a lot of controversial things in the course of his public life, and he was a public person. You know, I tend to try and look at everybody, in my opinion, is made in God's image, and for by and large, the most people have redeeming qualities, and I mean there are some people that are pure evil, but that's relatively rare,
right?
And so there are redeeming qualities that each of us possess, and there are also qualities that each of us possess that are less than wholesome and less than appealing for people. Now, I didn't read the resolution. But I think you could acknowledge in a resolution honoring his memory, if that's what you want to do. You can offer a resolution about anything or anybody. If you wanted to do that, I think you could do it, extolling the fact that he was an advocate of free speech, that he engaged in peaceful political dialogue with people, that he left a real impact, certainly on the conservative movement in this country, whether you like that or not. It's inarguable. And I think you should acknowledge, if you're going to have a resolution, you should acknowledge that he said had some very controversial positions, including positions that many consider to be racist. I think that's, you don't have to say I think he was a racist, but it's also inarguable that many people out there considered some of the rhetoric he used as racist rhetoric.
Yeah.
I suspect this resolution didn't say that.
No, it didn't have that. It did say, in part, that the council condemns the assassination of Charlie Kirk in the strongest possible terms.
I'm good with that.
We all do. Yeah. Again, there are, in any death, in any tragedy, there are always going to be some wackadoodles who take delight in it for whatever reason. Always, always, always. This is no exception. This is happening here. But 99.9% of people in the country think this was awful.
It was.
We don't agree that it was good this happened to him last week. It was objectively terrible on multiple fronts.
I never met Charlie Kirk, but it hit close to home for me insofar as, I have a 31-year-old son.
Mm-hmm.
And this, the Charlie Kirk, 31 years old, married, two children, one of whom is a baby, the other still an infant. They're going to grow up and never know and remember their father. That is tragic.
Yeah.
I mean, you're putting a scar on that, on those kids. You hope and pray that they get through life and become productive members of society, and they could, but it's you've taken their daddy away from them, and that is tragic.
It's absolutely tragic. John Hancock, Chris Ranji, we welcome your thoughts. 314-436-7900. And trust me, this is more interesting than it sounds.
Oh, all right.
There's a sharp soybean yield decline happening in Missouri, or it's possible to happen in Missouri. And it could have some really big effects.
That sounds like a humdinger.
It could have some huge effects on the state. And we're going to talk to somebody about it.
A guy that knows his beans.
Yes, a guy who knows
his beans. He knows beans about beans, this guy.
Trust me, it could be a very big deal for Missouri farmers, okay?
There you go.
And we got a lot of farmers in Missouri.
We do.
Okay? So Andre Reese is an assistant professor and state extension specialist in soybean agronomy at Mizzou.
That's where you make birds out of paper.
That's not what that is.
No.
That's origami.
Oh, okay.
Close
Sorry.
Enough.
Yeah.
Hancock and Ranji on KMOX.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And
yeah.
You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
From Cardinals Nation, John Hancock and Chris Ranji, it is 104.1 FM KMOX. We are here until a little after 11 o'clock. Then we've got the, just up until 11, and then we've got the Cardinals pregame show, 12:15 first pitch this afternoon from Busch Stadium. It is time to go to the guest line this morning, and we welcome into the show assistant professor and state extension specialist in soybean agronomy at Mizzou, It is Andrew Reese. And the reason we're having Andrew or Andre on the show is because there could be a problem with the yield this year, and it could mean some pretty big issues for Missouri farmers, which means that's not great for the state. So, Andre, we appreciate you being with us today. How are you?
Good morning. Very good. Thanks for having me here today.
Yeah, Andre, tell us what's happening here, because we know we say, hey, there's going to be a decline in the yield of soybeans in Missouri, and people go, okay. Why is this a big deal, though?
Yes, sure. So, well, it has been hot and dry lately, right? August was the second driest August in the whole historical series in Missouri across the whole state. And that impacted soybean yields. And soybean is the main crop planted in Missouri, and it contributes a whole deal for the Missouri economy.
Yeah, and it's not just a cash crop domestically. It's a crop that historically has been a large export for Missouri farmers. And, of course, those are affected now by tariffs. How big of an economic impact is this, you know, combination of tariffs and temperature going to have on our farmers?
Yeah, that's a very good question, and hard to pinpoint the size of the economical impact. The mixture of tariffs and bad weather, it's never a good mixture to have. So, in one hand, we have this tariff war and other countries that can substitute the U.S. as global suppliers of soybean. And soybean is widely used as feedstock. There is no other protein source to feed fisheries, poultry, beef cattle, dairy cattle, in the world, so soybean is the main crop to do so. And with the tariff war, other suppliers, as you know, countries in South America, they tend to occupy the role of the U.S. in that regard with China or Europe, right? So right there, just isolating this factor is already a bad news or a bad deal for the U.S. But the weather is a completely different ballpark or problem that we are having this season, right? So the soybeans and mostly soybeans in the state, they were heading to potential yield breaking record year. Until July, the weather was perfect with a very nice rainfall. It was a wet spring, so the crops in the field were looking perfect, I would say. But then we had August, and now the production is forecasted to decrease a little bit. It won't be a completely harvest fail. You know, crop farmers will be harvesting. The yields will be, you know, decent, but below the previous expectation and likely below the historical yield in Missouri.
So how often does that happen where everything looks to be on track to be a really good year for production, and then suddenly the weather just really changes and affects all of it? Because that's what it sounds like happened this year.
Yes, not often that kind of a situation occurs. Usually we will have, the weather not super good since the beginning of the season. So farmers, they have a good expectation from the beginning that yields are going to be higher or lower. But this season was different in that regard. So the conditions were great. So very likely farmers were, you know, investing or having a different expectation. And not only farmers, but the whole industry, right? Logistics, elevators, everybody that somehow take place in the soybean industry in Missouri. And suddenly, or not so suddenly, but August was, you know, a turning point for the weather. And August is the time of the year where soybean and other crops, but mostly soybeans, are defining the yield. So it's the seed filling stage, and in that stage we need good rainfall and good radiation, solar radiation we had, but the rainfall was way below the historical average. And I mean, changing the rules of the game is never good for farmers or the industry overall.
How big is the footprint of the drought? Is it affecting all soybean that's grown in the U.S., or is it isolated more to a Midwest geography?
I would say the Midwest geography got hit badly than other regions. For instance, the Mid-South, many states or counties in the Mid-South, they have irrigated beans, so drought is not a concern. And that would be also true for the southeast region of Missouri, the Boot Hill region. Over there, there are many soybean production going under irrigation. So for irrigated areas, the yield reduction is not expected as much as the dry land or rain-fed region. But for the central part of the state and the north part of the state, as well as Iowa, Illinois, Nebraska, Indiana, overall, it has been a dry season compared to other years.
So soybeans are the number one crop grown in Missouri, and it's a crop that's grown wherever there is agriculture in the state. They're growing soybeans, right? It's not you see it, it's everywhere.
Mm-hmm. That's correct. So usually the typical production system in Missouri and in the Midwest as a region is to have a crop rotation between corn and soybeans. So one year would be corn, the following year would be soybeans. And some farmers, they also have wheat in the crop rotation. But soybean is in a production system with corn and wheat. But usually corn is planted first in the spring. So for the corn in Missouri this season, the drought was not so impactful because, I mean, corn had a different crop physiology, but also it has been planted earlier than soybean. But soybean usually is planted after corn, and the drought hit the soybean during a very critical yield defining stage. But answering your question, yes, soybean is very prevalent in the Missouri landscape, and usually is under rotation with corn and sometime wheat.
So, Andre, last thing for you, how badly will farms be affected in terms of economics? And, you know, is it a situation where they're going to have a tough time recovering it here in Missouri?
Yes, I would say it's going to be a bad year for soybean farmers in Missouri, not only because of the drought impact on yield, but also because of the tariff war and the low commodity price. So the margins are red is small, and now with a potential reduction of yield, farmers will have a hard time to stay in black. So it's very likely to have farmers not being able to reinvest or, you know, stay in a good financial position after the end of the season.
Andre Reese, assistant professor and state extension specialist in soybean agronomy at Mizzou. We appreciate your time. Thank you for visiting with us today.
I appreciate your time. Thank you.
You know, John, I knew we grew up around soybeans.
Yeah.
It's always one of those things where it's like, hey, there are soybeans everywhere. I don't know exactly what happens to them when they get picked.
Well, yeah.
I guess they feed cattle.
You feed the pigs and the cattle and the fish. You make a lot of soy sauce with those puppies. You know, that's why China, they buy so many soybeans because they're making all that soy sauce
from us.
That's right. Well, not anymore. And yeah, and then of course, let's not forget tofu. I mean, that's all they eat out in California. So a lot of soybeans go into that. There's milk that's made out of soybeans. You got ink that's made out of soybeans.
What?
Ink.
Ink?
Yes.
It is?
Yeah.
I never heard that.
Look that up, Peach. People think I make stuff up here because...
Well, John, sometimes I think you might just throw stuff at the wall.
You do?
Yeah, but it's not that
Go ahead, Peach.
Soybean
oil ink. Thank you very much.
Wow.
Yeah, I
had no idea.
I know an awful lot about agriculture because of my background.
What is your background?
My great grandfather was a farmer.
Okay. Did you know your great grandfather?
Never met him.
Yeah. Okay. Right.
George Washington Hancock was his name.
Mm-hmm. What? In your family, you got a George Washington
Hancock
and John Hancock.
Yeah.
Any other historical names?
Missouri Ann Hancock. She was not in the direct line. She was an aunt of some type.
John Hancock, Chris Ronji, live at Cardinals Nation at Ballpark Village. We will have Katie Lee Collier, owner of Katie's Pizza and
Pasta.
That's
a good pizza.
Yeah, right here. There's a location.
I know it.
What is that, 100 yards, 150 yards?
Something like that.
Right over that direction. John Rooney will join the show. Katie's going to join us at 10. John Rooney at 10:30. Then at 11 o'clock, we'll be out there on the plaza getting ready for Cardinals baseball and Jerry Kelly Heating, Air Conditioning, and Plumbing. I'll be giving out compliments, and it will cost you nothing.
Wow.
Because that's the kind of guy I am.
I'll be giving out condiments. No, ketchup, mustard.
You're leaving.
Oh, that's right.
You don't want to stay.
Nope.
But you could if you want.
I could if I want.
John Hancock, Chris Ronji from Cardinals Nation at Ballpark Village on KMOX.
Now, did you see this with Chris and Amy?
John Hancock, you already know the Chicago Bears are horrifically bad.
They're not good.
They're supposed to be good. But one man is benefiting from how bad they are.
Is that right?
I don't mean the Lions or the Packers or any other team in the NFC North. I'm talking about Chase Bandolik.
Oh, Chase Bandolik.
Chase Bandolik is a fitness instructor from 29 years old, from Wheeling, Illinois.
All right.
And Wheeling is a suburb of Chicago. Well, Chase has declared that for every point the Bears lose by this year, after every loss, he's going to run a mile.
Oh.
So, on Sunday, Chase ran 31 miles.
Oh.
Because...
That's getting into Amy Mark scores territory.
Because the... It is.
Yeah.
Because the Bears are terrible, and they lost by 31 points to the Detroit Lions.
Yeah,
52-21 was the final.
I tell you, that was a rough... I had to turn it off after a little bit, but... You know,
I took a nap in the third quarter.
I thought the Bears' defense was supposed to be fairly decent, right? I mean,
they're getting no pressure whatsoever.
I know.
It's bad, John. It's so bad.
And, you know, if you saw the Lions, because the Lions were a very good football team last year.
And they're still good.
They're very good. But if you saw them week one against Green Bay, you thought, you know, they lost their offense and defensive coordinators. And there was some speculation that maybe the magic was gone, and then they lay an egg against Green Bay.
And the thrill is gone, too.
The thrill is gone. But man, they looked against the Bears. They looked every bit as good as they were last year, which tells me that the Green Bay Packers might be the team to watch this year all the way to the Super Bowl.
I think Missouri State might have a good day against the Bears.
Well, they're playing better ball. You know, they're a big-time school now, Missouri.
Missouri State,
yeah. They're in the whatever it is that you're supposed to be in.
Yeah, I don't care about them anymore. They left the Missouri Valley, so I'm over them.
What are they in?
Is it Conference USA? I don't know what their football conference is, but I think it's Conference USA.
I bet they're using soy ink when they sign those NIL contracts.
I can't believe you knew anything about that.
It's agriculture, Ron.
Hey, John, did you see that a Spirit Airlines nearly crashed into Air Force One?
I did not see that.
Okay. The Boeing 747, the president's plane.
Right.
And a Spirit Airlines passenger plane above Long Island yesterday came way too close to each other. And dispatchers had to yell, "Turn down, turn down," because they were getting really way too close.
Wow.
And this seems about right for Spirit, doesn't it?
Man. Because the airspace around Air Force One is, I mean,
right?
It's very unique in terms of how aviation handles it. I'm really shocked that a plane would even be anywhere in the vicinity of Air Force One.
I don't know how that even happened.
Right.
So you're supposed to, like, I guess the two planes were within several miles of each other, but that's still a little too close
sure.
for Air Force One. You got to be farther away than that.
No, absolutely right. And man, a tragedy averted there, huh?
Well, yeah, that could have been a real problem.
No kidding.
You don't want that to happen to you. We are giving out tickets today.
You don't say.
We have Cardinals tickets that we will be giving out to lucky listeners.
We've got a whole suitcase full of these things.
We got a suitcase full of tickets. It's not a huge suitcase,
incredible.
But it is a suitcase.
Well, I mean, you know, suitcases.
So I'll be starting at 11 o'clock. I'll be on the plaza here.
It's a suitcase that would fit in the overhead compartment, but it's still a suitcase.
Right. It actually might fit under the seat in front of you. But well, I'll be out here on the plaza, right here at Ballpark Village, you know, near where the stage is. You'll find me. I'll be giving out compliments, too.
Ronji compliments. Now, here's something you don't see every day.
Yeah, but if you want some of those free Cardinals tickets for today, come out and see me.
What
and
a
you
deal.
Might get
Who's
some.
Pitching today?
I can't tell you.
Palante?
Today?
Yeah.
I can't tell you.
Okay. I don't know either.
Yeah, I need to probably look that up, don't I?
Yeah.
Cardinals 12:15 is the first pitch, so you are going to want to listen to the ball game pregame show at 11:20.
It is
today.
Palante.
Good for you, John.
You want to get that free ticket, folks, because you want to be here for the first inning.
Andre Palante caught the first pitch that I threw out. Amy and I threw out first pitch.
How'd you
two
get to
seasons
do that?
Ago. I don't know. KMOX day at the ballpark.
Well, hello.
When we come back, owner of Katie's Pizza and Pasta, Katie Lee Collier, is going to join the show. They're expanding.
That's
Man, they're,
a good
they're,
pizza.
They're killing it. So,
that
Katie,
is a good pizza.
Katie's with us next on KMOX.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.